I understand that people have a heart for the less fortunate. And when they see a person who's on the street, when they see families, they immediately wonder what is going on and why aren't we immediately doing something about this? I feel that way too. I have spent time working with the homeless in previous careers, and it's really hard when you are facing real human lives to not feel mad. And we should be upset as a community that that exists. But I can tell you that as a city, we are very committed to this issue, and we are leading out on trying to provide solutions.
When you hear people criticizing the city, one thing I've heard a lot is the city criminalizes homelessness. What goes through your mind? What do you want to say to the critics?
No one wants to criminalize homelessness, and I would argue that we don't do that. So I would hope that we could pull together as a community and stop arguing about that. Let's pull together as a community and get this done. We don't have the same challenges as a San Francisco, as a Portland. It's conceivable that we could make significant strides in even the next year, but we have to all pull together, and it can't be the city alone. So we need their support.
What are some of the most effective things the city is doing now to help people experiencing homelessness or to end homelessness?
Most of the work that we do is systems work and funding. We manage $4 million in federal and local dollars from the general fund that support both housing and supportive services for people experiencing homelessness. Just last week, you may have seen a council resolution go through extending funding to the Salvation Army and Jesse Tree. Those programs provide what's called rapid rehousing. It's the idea that you get families back into housing quickly if they've lost their housing. You provide them with supportive services, wraparound case management, so they can get back up on their feet. Some things we do directly. For example, the city of Boise is one of the few municipal governments actually in the country that owns and operates our own affordable housing. We also have a local housing authority, the Boise City Ada County Housing Authority, that manages properties across Ada County. Often we do become what you might call the renter of last resort.
What are some of the things the city will or might do in the near future to solve its homeless problem?
Well, we're really excited about some work that we have on the near horizon. In the past 6 months, under Mayor Beter's leadership, we've convened a housing and homelessness roundtable. And that's brought together more than 30 faith, government, nonprofit leaders to look at both what are the issues in housing and homelessness and what are some best practices and next steps for our community. And we have prioritized permanent supportive housing, or what's known as housing first. And I can share with you that we have a partnership that is developing between the City of Boise, the Housing Authority, Ketch, Terry Riley, and any other partners who want to jump on with us to look at a pilot new Housing First program in Boise. It's called Your Front Door, and we've just got it off the ground, but really going to need all of the community's support and engagement to make it happen. We're going to need landlords. We're going to need landlords who are willing to rent to folks who may have had challenges in the past. We're going to need dollars to help support programmatic services. And when we get our model fully together, we're going to look for volunteers to help us make it happen.
What are the big challenges for ending homelessness?
Homelessness is about more than just homelessness. Homelessness is about mental health. It's about substance abuse. It's about being able to earn a living wage. You really have to look at it from a multifaceted perspective. We know that local government can't do it alone. We have a really important role to play, and the mayor and our office and the city council embrace that role. But at the same time, we will not be successful if we don't have support. And when we look at the communities who are making a significant strides in this area, they have strong support at multiple levels of government, strong support from faith communities and nonprofit providers.
How big of an obstacle is just funding for the city in doing the things it thinks it needs to do?
Let me make it sort of concrete. We know we have around 98 chronically homeless people in Ada County, and that's based on last year's point-in-time count. We know they're currently costing our system significant dollars, between $40,000 and $80,000 a year for them literally to live on the streets. However, to provide permanent supportive housing, that would be about $25,000 a year per person. So you're looking at $2.5 million a year. And that is a cost that no city alone could bear on an ongoing basis. We would need ongoing support.
What is the city doing or going to do about what some are calling a tent city just west of downtown?
Well, we are working with all the stakeholders in that area, the businesses, the shelters, to talk about what are best next steps, as well as the property owners, ITD and ACHD, of those streets. It is an unsafe environment, and I know you've heard the city say that on multiple occasions, but it's very real. There are domestic violence issues that are occurring. We have fires. We have unsanitary conditions. But really most disturbing to me is the criminal element that is being attracted to that area. So there are those folks who are experiencing chronic homelessness, and they don't want trouble, and we understand that. The unfortunate part is that it's attracting a criminal element to that area who is actually preying upon those experiencing homelessness. They're beating them up. They're stealing their property. So it's really not a tenable long-term situation, and we're working with partners to figure out where to go.
Does the city have to take PR into account in how it deals with the camp in Cooper Court?
I think we have to take PR in account to anything we do, but we also have to do what's right for our community and for those experiencing homelessness.
There have been a number of cities who have had, you know, places like that, who have just gone in and cleared everybody out, just, you know, send in a large number of police and just pushed people out. It's been several months now. The city has not taken that track. Is part of that at least because you don't want the bad press that generally comes with an action like that?
We've been trying to find alternative solutions. We don't want to in any way, you know, make lives more difficult for those experiencing homelessness. But at the same time, we have to be focused on the health of the entire city. And we also have to be looking out for those in that area. And as it gets to be more and more of a public health and safety issue, we'll have to keep considering options.
I'm told there are no children sleeping in Cooper Court now, but there are some children there in the daytime. And even people who are staying there have told me it's not a good environment for kids. Is there a point where you have to step in and remove children or keep them out?
Well, that would not be the city's responsibility. You know, CPS would be responsible for removal of children. But certainly if our bike patrol found that children were sleeping there at night, they would be notified. You know, children, it's absolutely not a healthy environment for children. Because of the, you know, potential for drugs and crime, as well as the sanitary conditions. There are absolutely other resources for families. There are other resources for anyone, really, in Cooper Court. Folks are choosing not to avail themselves of that resource, and I can't speak for any of them personally. I know there may be many different reasons for that. But ultimately, it's creating a situation that is unhealthy, unsafe, and unsustainable.
There are a lot of solutions for that that are being talked about right now. Are there any solutions that to you are personally promising?
Well, I would go right back to housing first. That is the evidence-based solution for addressing chronic homelessness. And we're actually a lot closer to it than you might think. We have some partnerships together. We need some money and we need some apartments. So that's our best route in the city's opinion. I know there are other ideas being discussed. you know, we appreciate anyone who is willing and interested in engaging and helping those who are experiencing homelessness. But one challenge is that folks who are really struggling with mental health and substance abuse issues, they need more than just a roof over their head. They need supportive services to stay housed. Many of the people who are on Cooper Court have had housing. They've had a housing voucher at one time or the other, but they've lost that housing because they haven't had that supportive services. So it's really about more than just, you know, simply a roof over your head. And that's why we're focused on that holistic solution.